News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, ADHD prescriptions have seen an enormous 87% surge in the last 5 years as a tsunami of demand for ADHD assessments and treatment is overwhelming services. This is according to the HSE. And Dr. Patricia Byrne, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist, joins us now. Patricia, are you seeing this on the ground, this huge demand in, and it's coming from all quarters? Like the largest group are 16 to 24 year olds, but there's lots of adults looking for it now. So adult services are now overwhelmed. What's going on?
Good morning, Ciara. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Absolutely, we're seeing a huge level of interest in ADHD and a huge level of concern amongst young people and indeed adults as well, although I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist, so we diagnose children up to the age of 18 regarding ADHD. And I suppose there's a number of factors which are impacting that, but certainly the demand is higher than it has ever been before. Both amongst young people and amongst, you know, an older generation of both adults and young adults up to the age of 25.
Okay, what we're hearing is that some of the things that are affecting the surge is, first of all, more kids are being diagnosed and then their parents are going, I'm exactly like this myself. Does that mean I have it too? That's one of the things. Celebrities coming out and saying that they have ADHD is another one of the things. And then indeed the pandemic, the movement from a sort of a more structured world, a more structured environment to looser environments, working from home, hybrid working, homeschooling, all of that has challenged people who find it hard to structure their day themselves.
Yes, they are very clear things. So I suppose, first of all, to be clear what ADHD, because it comes down to the core of it, is. So attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is what we call a neurodevelopmental disorder. So it is a difference in a way a person's brain works and thinks that should be present from childhood onwards. It's not a disorder you acquire in older age. Do that piece. For a diagnosis of ADHD, the difficulties should be sustained across all areas of your life. So it should be either, you know, both at home, in your social activities, and when you're younger in educational, or impacting in work in an older stage, and should be causing significant difficulties. And like all illnesses, it can range from mild difficulties to more moderate to severe. But what we also know about this disorder is it's very heritable in that it runs in families. So the biggest risk factor for having ADHD is having somebody in your family who has ADHD.
Okay, and it affects people's, it affects their management of time, it affects their ability to concentrate, it makes them a bit more impulsive and a bit more of risk takers. Does that sort of sum it up reasonably well?
It does. It affects the core areas of focused attention, being more impulsive in your nature and hyperactivity. So in a younger age, having a lot more energy. What we know over time is that this disorder doesn't suddenly stop when you are 16 or 18. However, the presentation may change. Hyperactivity features may not be so obvious and it may be more inward physical restlessness, but difficulties can manage.
Okay.
The key things that have driven, though, the changes, I suppose, first of all, there was no service for adults with ADHD.
Sure.
And this has been addressed by the HSE. And there is an old phrase called build a service and they will come. So many young people were reaching the age of 18 and then they had no option for treatment. So GPs weren't comfortable in prescribing the medication for ADHD, which are very serious medications and need to be monitored very closely and should be done with the support of a specialist. So many young people weren't having an opportunity to continue on. And then those other factors as well, such as the increasing duration of educational demand. So many young people are now 18 or older when they're doing their leaving cert and staying in third level education, that the demands continued on.
Okay.
As well.
Can I ask you just a very brief last question, if you would? It says here that 60% of those diagnosed are male. Is that because that's the prevalence of it? It's much more of a male thing? Or is it because female people who have ADHD tend to go under the radar?
It's the second. So Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder can be more overt in boys and men. However, it can also affect girls and women who may also present with a more inattentive type. So very often it has been more difficult to diagnose in girls, or girls have not presented. What I would encourage all our listeners, though, however, is just to really emphasise it's a very serious diagnosis. It needs to be done properly. And of concern is the aspect of social media. Many people are misdiagnosing themselves based on screening tools or other things. And in order to get a proper diagnosis, people really need to exclude other conditions such as difficulties with other learning, difficulties with anxiety, possibly other neurodevelopmental disorders such as autism. And it's really, really important that people access an appropriate service to do so. So that's going to be very important going forward.
Look, thank you very much for your insight on all of that. That is Dr. Patricia Byrne there, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist.
Coming up to 7:42 on News Talk Breakfast. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.